time for all of you to head into 2020 with your best foot forward. Be positive, love other people, let go of whatever hate, whatever other issues you may have, and just get out there, spread love, spread positivity, and just have an absolutely amazing year. Be good to yourselves, be good to other people, and that's it.
The Epic Film Guys Podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first Epic Film Guys podcast of 2020. It's a brand new decade, ladies and gentlemen, and we are thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to have you here. Or at least I should say, I am thrilled to have you here. I am Epic Film Guy Nick, and nothing. We got nothing this week. We didn't record anything. Justin wanted to take a week off, and with the hustle and bustle of the holidays and everything else, it's good to step back and just take a little bit of time off and relax. But of course, that doesn't mean you guys get left empty-handed, because there is always material left out there on the cutting room floor. Outtakes, junk audio, alternate takes, all sorts of different stuff that we record that finds its way into a folder I have, and then it sits there for literally forever. And I've got a ton of outtakes from our Napoleon Dynamite Megasode. Believe it or not, that thing was already like 2.5 hours long. There was another like hour of audio that was recorded. That all won't be in here or anything. So you don't necessarily have to worry about that. And just a whole bunch of other fun stuff here. Stay tuned. We will be back for a Monday Sode this coming week. And then we've got a whole bunch of reviews to get to, like Uncut Gems, Little Women, and we've got best and worst of 2019 and of the decade to start getting in here. Everybody else did it like before the end of the decade. We're doing it in January. Our January is going to be full of that kind of stuff. Speaking of January, ladies and gentlemen, officially as of the day I'm recording this, but even as of the day you're hearing this, the Epic Film Guys Fitness Challenge has begun. So if you want to take part in a challenge, all you got to do is commit to 30 minutes a day of exercise. Drop the sugar. Hashtag drop the sugar. Shout out to my boy Winners out there on the West Coast. Drop the sugar, commit to 30 days of exercise every single day. Check in over on our Facebook group, The Hopester's Dumpster. Check in and you'll get a ticket, and those tickets are going to go toward prizes at the end of the month. So the more times that you work out, the more times that you get invested in this, the more chances you have to win fun prizes like swag, free Patreon memberships, all sorts of different stuff. I'm not 100% sure what we're going to be throwing in there just yet, but please, please, please head over there. This is about you. This is about taking care of yourself, and this is about getting the new year and the new decade kicked off and headed in the right direction. Justin and I have both been doing amazing with our weight loss, and we want to make sure that you guys get on board with that. We want to invite you guys to join us. Hold yourselves accountable. We'll hold you accountable, and we'll help to motivate you every single way and every single day that we can. But you have to commit and tell yourself no, especially with drop the sugar. It's hard. Sometimes you'll have those cravings, and sometimes you'll want something. Don't let them beat you. You have to consciously, and I had to do this when I first did it, tell yourself no. Literally force yourself away from it and be like, no, you cannot have this. Put it away. You know, don't give in to those cravings or anything. I promise you, push yourself through, dedicate yourself, commit yourself, and you're going to see amazing, amazing changes. I've lost at least 60 pounds, probably more. I have no idea what my starting weight was, so it's just a big question mark. I really have no idea exactly where I was when I started, so all I can do is kind of throw a dart at a dartboard at this point. But I've lost a ton of weight. I feel amazing. Justin's doing carnivore. He's doing amazing. And we want all you guys out there to feel amazing too. So again, head over to the Hopester's Dumpster and sign up. Take part in the Epic Film Guys Fitness Challenge. Even if, for whatever reason, maybe you work a really exhausting job and you don't exercise during the week, but you pound out some exercises on the weekends, that's great. But it's all about doing this for you and making a positive impact, a positive difference in your life. And before we roll into any clips here, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank each and every one of you out there for all of your amazing support. As we said in the Monday Sode, amazing, amazing year for us here at the Epic Film Guys, our biggest and best year yet, and that is 100% thanks to each and every one of you out there that listens to the show, supports the show, and everything. If you haven't yet, we would implore you please to head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review, let us know what you think about the show, and we will send you Loy Sauce. You can have them. We're just gonna send him right on his way, and yeah, whatever happens, happens. We're not in charge at that point. You're in charge. So thank you so much out there, literally every single one of you, for listening. And I just want to leave you, as you start off 2020 here, before we get into these clips and have some fun today, I just want to leave you with just some thoughts that are kind of swimming through my head as I prepare to head into the new decade and as I prepare to head into this new year. I'm headed toward 40 years old. It's a big milestone for me. My 30s were... like, I can't believe some of the things that happened to me in my 30s. I can believe some of the other things that happened to me in my 30s. I don't know. I don't really know where I was going with that, but I'm really, really looking forward to this year, and I'm really, really looking forward to the future. And I would implore you, you know, if you're holding back for some reason, if you are afraid of something, or if there's anything in your life that's challenging you and you just haven't made that final push to step up to that challenge or whatever else the case may be, put that other foot forward. You only get to live once. I know it's a huge cliche and it just kind of one of those things where it's like, oh God, he's talking about YOLO. But it's really true. You only live once, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got to make the absolute best of every single day that you can. If there's something in your life that needs to be changed, change it. What are you waiting for? Don't wait, because before you know it, life has gone you by, and then all you're left with is what if, with regret, and with just wishing so many things had been different if you had just taken a chance, if you had just stepped out there and done something. But don't do that to yourselves. Take control, seize the day, seize the moment. Whatever it is, whatever you need, whatever you're going for, whatever you want to happen, make it happen. Make it happen. You deserve to live your absolute best life, and you deserve to surround yourself with people that want you to live your best life. Cut out the negative people. Cut out the negative stuff. You only get one life, so stop wasting it, if you're wasting it. Not all of you are wasting it, I'm sure, but I know I have a tendency, and I have had, especially in the past, to be a little bit wasteful of this life. And, you know, when my friend died last year, I was like, nope, never again. Not going to waste a single moment. And that's why I implore all of you to head into 2020 with your best foot forward. Be positive, love other people, let go of whatever hate, whatever other issues you may have, and just get out there, spread love, spread positivity, and just have an absolutely amazing year. Be good to yourselves, be good to other people, and that's it. So we're going to head over, and I'm going to play a whole bunch of clips here. Like I said, I've got some stuff from the Napoleon Dynamite Megasode, and I've got some other clips from a whole bunch of other random things that were recorded. I'm just going to toss all of this in here, probably a break somewhere in the middle. Who knows what's going to happen? And we will catch you on the Monday show, ladies and gentlemen. So until then, thank you all so much out there for listening. We love, love, love every single one of you, and we will see you at the movies.
Are you out of control?
Yes. Wildly, wildly out of control.
Are you the man behind the mask?
I fucking hate you. Is this what tonight's show is going to be like?
I'm the man behind the mask.
I'm the man behind the mask.
And I'm out of control. Man behind the mask. He's the man behind the mask. And he's out of control. I'm the man behind the mask. I'm the man behind the mask. And I'm out of control. And he's out of control. We'll be right back.
Justin, are you there?
I'm here, man.
And he is freezing up something fucking fierce.
Yeah, I already exited out once and came back in, so hopefully it doesn't fuck anything up.
I mean, recording-wise, you'll be fine. Just whenever you notice it freeze, just don't talk.
Okay.
Sit there quietly.
That's extremely difficult for me to do, but yes, I will try.
We know.
Oof, man. Loisos laying the law down. All right, let's, why don't we get in the mood, gentlemen? Now I'm doing it. Now I'm playing this. That's,
build that wall. That,
now
build
see what it made wall. Me do.
Build that wall.
Yeah.
Build that wall.
You can say it. I don't even know what you were going to say. I'm not like,
okay, so
anything.
Why the fuck, why were you doing this?
Because you were cutting in. I just wanted to make a quick promo because it's fucking 1 a.m. and it's time for bed.
All right, so I'm not going to say anything.
I want you to tell me what you were going to say. So
let's just finish up the show.
If I was wrong, all we're saying is goodbye. So tell me what I was saying.
Okay, goodbye then.
God damn it, Loisa, I'm going to fucking pound you.
Hang him. Hit him. Kill him. Stab him. You're not watching Haunted Ween after the show. You're not allowed.
No, I'm not.
Now you're grounded from it.
I can't do it. Not tonight.
Go watch the Stone Toothpick Murders.
What?
I just assemble random words into horror movie titles because I assume that A, they're a thing, and B, Justin's seen it.
Well, that's close to the Toolbox Murders, which is a Tobey Hooper
exactly.
movie, so close enough.
Exactly.
Yeah. Massage parlor murders.
This is all he does. Is just he makes them himself, I think, just in his closet. Just,
well, should Loisos and I retake that and do a better thing for Terror Tuesday?
I mean, if Loisos just has a thing, like a joke he wants to put in there, we could just let it, like, we could just have him redo it.
No.
I will play this sound drop over and over until you do it.
You gotta squirt that freely. You gotta squirt that freely.
I don't know why we always forget to do it.
You gotta squirt that freely. You gotta squirt that freely.
I mean, I could just cut it out and put it in the first segment. Like, it doesn't matter when we record it in the show, I can edit it in there. If you want to recut it, I can put it in the first segment.
Let's do it, Loisos.
I'm not gonna say anything. You said the.
What, you're not the my dad.
The important information that needs to be conveyed. So let's move on, please.
Now he's mad.
You gotta squirt that freely. You gotta squirt that freely. You gotta squirt that freely.
Okay.
I can cut that segment and put it in the first. I'll put that in the first
segment
regardless.
Do whatever you want to do.
I'll put it in the first segment.
You run it. You run the. You run.
I'm gonna put it right in the middle of my E2 Mama Tambien review, right in between the 18th dick shot in that movie. There's so many dick shots in that movie. I mean,
also make sure
I'm all for equal opportunity though, so it's fine.
I didn't mean to say that thing early on about. You never know what Loisos is going to do. Next thing you know, he's going to have his dick up your ass. You should probably remove that.
I'll just bleep out certain parts of it.
Dude, that's a great idea, actually. Putting bleeps in? Suggested,
that's a lot
but
of cum.
Just saying. I mean, people might be listening to this show. And
I'll bleep that out and it'll be like, that's a beep of cum. So that way you won't know.
He might get a stalker from that, but I'm like, I don't want people to like, get the wrong idea. What if a hot chick's like, man, maybe he'll stick it in my... Oh, wait, he only sticks it in the ass? Never mind. I don't want to ruin it for him.
Most women already think that anyway, just like not even meeting me. They just...
We'll go like this.
They just expect it. Well, I don't have that, so I can't do that.
I want all of your sexual... like exploits to listen to the Epic Film Guys podcast and form their opinion of you solely from the you on the show, including all of the sound drops of you, which are clearly, you know, the real Loisos.
Pack them in real good and tight.
See? Oh my
Nick,
god.
I'm leaving. You finish the show.
Let's roll out the fucking show.
Saucy, you prepared for cats?
I mean, not really. I didn't know that we would be reviewing it tonight, so.
You knew we'd be reviewing it. That's
no,
why I went
I
to go watch it. Why do you
I
think I would...
we were recording our Rise of Skywalker review?
Do you think
tonight.
I'd
we're
actually
not even
go
doing
watch
that,
that?
Fuck that shit. Who wants
do you
to talk
I'd
about that?
Do you think I'd actually go
movie?
Watch that if we weren't going to talk about it? Listen, we
well,
actually
I know
watched...
we were going to talk about it. I just didn't know we were recording the Monday show tonight.
We always record the Monday show on Monday for the following.
Once upon
Monday.
A time, once upon a time, when I first wanted to split the show like this. The whole idea was to take the normal recording we would always do. We'd do segment one, which was all of our whatever stuff. Segment 2, review. Segment 3, trailers and all the other random stuff. Cut segment 2 out Thursday. Segment 1 and 3 smashed together. That's Monday sode. But ever since we started back recording, ever since the hiatus ended, like, the holidays have come and our recording schedule has been so fucking all over the place, we haven't been able to actually sit and do that like normal.
I understand.
So it's been so fucked up since we've done that. That was the whole idea. Record once, two shows. That was the whole fucking idea, but yeah. We just haven't gotten there
yet.
You
know, and if we do it, see, my mindset has been different than that. I still, in my mind, think of them as two separate episodes.
You're fired. Get out.
So I need to think of it as one. However, I know when I look at what we have in front of us, like what came out, what did we do, what did we watch? Because we could still release reviews with the Monday sode as long as it's like short stuff.
Yeah, it's stuff that we're not going to go in depth on. It's stuff that we're not going to spend a whole ton of time talking about. Like, obviously, we're going to get into Rise of Skywalker, but...
Yeah, I can talk about Cats for a few minutes, certainly.
That's what I'm talking about! Come on, that's why we're going to go see the movie, cat people! All right,
so, Boy Sauce, why don't you take us in and kick off the second segment with Cats?
He said that he sucked the blood from the penis and put the balls in his mouth.
That will never not be funny.
It will never not be funny. It's only because he loses it. Like, I thought about trying to find the original time he said it, but it wouldn't be as funny as him trying to say it and not being able to say it without laughing.
No.
What were you guys, what's the context? What were you guys talking about?
I have no idea where that quote comes from. None. I have no idea. It's some...
It was some movie he was watching, or something from the... I don't know.
It's some obscure thing that Justin... has watched, because only Justin has seen it, I'm sure.
He said that he sucked the blood from the penis and put the balls in his mouth.
Everybody understands this context, though, right?
Now you're gonna die.
Everybody understands that one, right?
I mean, I don't know if there's a history behind it.
Listen,
it
just,
watch the film Death Wish 3.
I'll play the whole
understand.
Clip, goddamn it. Here we go.
Hey. What's the problem?
What?
With the car, what's the problem?
Just get out of my fucking face. Who are you?
We're stealing the fucking car. What's it to you? It's my car. Now you're gonna die.
The greatest dialogue ever written in any motion picture.
I fucking can't. Every time. Every time.
I can't believe you brought that up. That was just on TV the other day, and I'd never seen it. I think it was either Death Wish 3. Is there a Death Wish 4?
There is a Death Wish 4.
Yeah, I can't remember whether it was 3 or 4, but oh my god, it was bad.
Death Wish 3 is one of the greatest movies ever made, because if you watch the original Death Wish and see how somber and realistic. That movie is, then you watch Death Wish 2, which is like a really gross, like... skeezy version of, it's basically a remake of one, just like way scuzzier, and then 3 makes it into an over the top cartoon where Paul Kersey is just indiscriminately like mowing people down in the streets with a machine gun, and you're just like, how did we get from the original Death Wish, which was a thoughtful, you know, meditation on revenge, to this? It's just completely ludicrous.
It also the third act in Death Wish 3 is...
So is part 4 the one where he goes and the old bloke's been killed, and then he just directly gets arrested and put in prison, and he never even makes any, like, saying, oh, I didn't kill him or anything like that. It's just the strangest. Is that number 4 or 3?
No, I think that's number 4. Number 4 is goofy, but it's not as goofy as part 3, so it's a little bit more boring. Part 5... is when Charles Bronson's like 80 years old and he's getting very long in the tooth for this character. But part 5 has one of the funniest scenes I've ever watched in any movie ever, where I was laughing, I was on the floor laughing for about 20 minutes. And I think when you watch the movie, which I hope you all do, greatest scenes in motion picture
Can I just
history.
Watch the Bruce Willis version? And, you know, that encompasses everything.
No.
This is completely apropos right now.
You know what, Napoleon? You can lead.
See, I'm going to have to check out 3 and 5 now, because 4, I was just...
The third
I was
act,
cooking in the kitchen going, there's no way this can be...
The third act of Death Wish 3 is literally the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen. It's so balls to the wall insane. And the ending of it, like the final kill, is just the, like the most fucking glorious thing ever put to celluloid. It's just amazing.
All right, done, deal. I'm gonna watch it.
I adore that movie so much.
I stood there watching four, so and I'm thinking this is just total shit compared to the first one, which you said Loisos was, you know, based in a reality realm. You know, and Charles Bronson's acting was excellent in it, and it was full on, and Jeff Goldblum's a rapist, and you know, it was full on. And then I'm watching this four, going, this is making no sense. Like, this is just so. Yeah, my curiosity is peaked now.
Yes,
I got to watch the rest. We're
huge fans of Death Wish 3 on the Epic Film Guys. That movie is
a masterpiece.
It's the third. I mean, it's not like it's got the best budget or it's like got the best production values or anything, but it's just the third act is just literal insanity. It's like just literally an all-out fucking block war, and I just love Charles Bronson running around with, like, he's got that one scene where the guy's following around with the fucking bag of ammo, and he's got like a fucking minigun, or it's not a minigun, it's like a light machine gun. And he's just fucking mowing guys down. It's just so fucking, just so glorious.
Has anyone watched that new John Travolta movie?
The Fred Durst one? The Fanatic?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm waiting for the right moment to sit down, rent it from iTunes or Amazon Prime.
Are you
going to
do a Gotti Fanatic double feature?
Jesus God.
I already watched Gotti, and once is enough.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Let's say that again.
Speaking of Death Wish, isn't there like a newer version with a guy that looks like Charles Bronson?
Oh, yes. Bruce Willis. Death Kiss.
There we go.
No, there's Death Kiss. Death Kiss is worth watching, but it's not nearly as good as it should be. It's very cheap. But the actor they picked to play him, like, he's not an actor. He just looks like Charles Bronson uncannily. It's very disturbing.
He does look like him, yeah. It's quite spooky, actually. Tina approves.
Tina wants to get back to business here.
We should start talking about Napoleon Dynamite now.
Donald Trump, you made the ultimate threat to the Bronson, and Nick, you have no idea what happened tonight. This is something we have about.
Yes.
We have to talk about this. Tonight, I did not get a picture. I wish that I did. The guy was severely taken back by my comment to him. But Nick, we met a guy tonight that looked legitimately like a 6'4" Charles Bronson.
Hey,
he had
buddy,
the fucking hair,
sausage?
His eyes, his face. He had
mustache.
The fucking mustache. Legit. And I walked up to him as soon as he was going into the theater. I said, has anyone ever told you you look like Charles Bronson? He's like, that's a new one to me. I've never heard that. And I wanted to get his picture as he was leaving. He didn't seem too enthused by me asking him anything or wanting to talk to him. So I hope he comes up again, Brian, because we want to cast him in our film Geese, which is going to be our first horror film that we're going to be casting soon. Please, God. Let me find that man that looked... He looked fucking identical.
He looked identical to Charles Bronson, and you were practically salivating after him.
Dude, he looked identical. His fucking eyes, I mean, the guy had it, Nick. I'm telling you, if you saw him, you'd go, yeah, he's right. He's not drunk. He saw the guy. He looks like... If Charles Bronson was like 6'5".
Hey.
What's the problem?
What?
With the car. What's the problem?
Just get out of my fucking face. Who are you?
We're still in the fucking car. What's it to you?
It's my car. Now you're going to die.
The best line of dialogue.
So I'm telling you, I'm going to track this guy down. I'm going to cast him for our first feature, Geese. We don't need to tell you anything more than that, other than the title. But
I like
you
the
fool.
Tin Man.
From your favorite film, Nick. A Christmas Story.
He ain't never seen it. He just hates it without seeing it. He hates it without even sitting down ever to watch it all the way through. This whole season we've been recording.
That reminds me. I got to bring back Nick's watch list with a vengeance in 2020. I really do. I keep meaning to bring it back, but then I keep not.
Well, Nick, I mean, do you really love Misery?
That's a great movie. He hasn't seen it before, so.
I haven't seen Misery. That's correct. Nope. I know. And you'd think with how much I love Kathy Bates, I would have visited
at
some point.
And she won
but
an Oscar for that shit, man.
I know.
It's her best performance and you ain't never seen it.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Her second best performance, of course, is as Miss Hannigan in the film Annie from 1999 on the Disney Channel. Crickets, crickets.
Only your ass would have seen that shit. Hey, Loisos, remember like a few years ago when they redid Annie again with Jamie Foxx and no one went to go see it? That's right, don't remember because no one saw it.
I saw it. It was, you know, it was cute, whatever.
Oh,
they had, wasn't it Kevonjane Wallace was in that?
Yeah, she was great. And you had Cameron Diaz. You had Cameron Diaz embarrassing herself.
When is that not the case?
That's like her last role that she's done,
isn't that the
right?
movie that made her like stop wanting to act? Didn't she like do an interview recently where she said like after Annie I'm not acting anymore?
She hasn't acted.
I don't know.
She hasn't been anything, you know, I don't know. Right, until they announce that reboot for The Mask, then they're going to get her back and be like, hey, we need you to connect it to the original.
Remember Son of the Mask with Jamie Kennedy?
No, because no one saw that shit either.
I'm quitting the show.
Loisos, when we go to a convention, there's a convention coming up soon, right? We should go. You should dress up as Son of the Mask and have us Son of the Mask.
Jesus.
Like, it's my favorite movie of all time.
We're going to the next convention that Denise Richards is doing.
That's right.
And we're getting her to sign Tammy and the T-Rex on 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray.
And when I put my arm around her for the picture, I'm going to have a T-Rex puppet that looks like it's going to nibble her ear.
Jesus
Guarantee
Christ.
You. Guarantee you. She'll be all down with that shit.
What is happening?
Yes!
You're just an Eskimo back on this call. I'd rather have you.
I am drunk as fuck, though, too, so.
You just fucked my mind, man.
This is my favorite song, man. How did you know?
This is my jam.
This shit came out when I was like a
fucking senior. I love fucking Roxette, man.
Know you're something in the wake of your smile.
I love her gozer hair.
Woo! By the look in your eyes, yeah.
Fuck me, I'm drunk.
I only played this because Caleb mentioned it over in the Skype.
Oh, god damn it.
When she's calling for you.
Caleb, thank you for turning on your video just to do that.
Nothing else we can do.
That's awesome, man.
Yes.
Perfect. Hi, Vanessa.
Oh my god.
Okay.
You know what I did, Nick?
What?
I listened to my heart and I opened another beer.
I fucking love you. What do you got now?
I have. Yeah, of course. I have Evil Twins from Tennessee with Smoke. Tribute to John's homeland.
I hate you. So.
Yeah, I'm just. God,
this
damn,
one's good.
So
it tastes like a barbecue. You like smoke beer?
Yeah, I fucking love it.
Yeah,
why did I do this?
It's the smokiest like beer I've ever had, other than Hamburger
so
and Norwegian Wood.
On my pillow, see the winter.
What is going on right now?
Awake slowly.
It's
a
just don't ask questions, Shampoo. Just don't ask questions.
Hey, I'm going with it. I just want to know where this is going.
Touch me.
I've been hurt before.
I close my eyes and
dream away. I don't want to stop it until Justin stops singing.
But I lost it somehow.
I'm never happier than when I do these fucking megasodes. I swear to God.
This is amazing.
Oh my god.
I fucking love you guys. Alright.
This is what we should have just done for 2 hours. Just the right. Movie Pod Squad sing along.
Yeah.
I'd listen.
Man.
check, check. Sound check.
Man alive. Julio.
Check, check.
Sound check. That's like Lois also with an accent. It's
not even close. Jesus.
It's a good try. It's a good try.
It's like an ethnic Lois sauce.
Hey. Are you saying I'm not ethnic, Nick?
You're the god of podcasting. You're everything and everyone, kind of. Yes?
That's right. You are all my children.
Check, check, sound check.
All right. I don't know why I don't have guests do that more often. Like, when we record the normal show, I don't make Justin and Brian do that, even though I really should. Especially Justin, since he sits right next to his fucking central air unit. Literally right next to it. And he tried to turn it off once back in 2015, and Danielle tried to kill him. So he's never done it again.
So do you just go through the recording and look for, like, a couple seconds where you can just capture that noise?
Well, it'll be that right there. That little gap that I just had you guys leave. Because that's what I'll do. But yeah, Justin, I have to do that. I have to go through. Because I run two different types of NR on Justin, too. Because when his air's on, if I run NR based on that on the entire track, he sounds really warbled in the non-air conditioning section. So I have to run NR on just the air conditioning and then run NR on not the air conditioning. It's such a pain in the ass. But I mean, literally, I forget, it was a long, long time ago. It was like early 2016 or like late 2015. I was like, Justin, turn off your air. It had to have been the summertime. So it had to have been like maybe 2016, like May or something. I was like, turn off your air so that way I don't have to remove it in post. And Danielle literally was going to murder him. So he has never turned his air off again for recording ever since then.
I will tell you that mine is on, but I'm not right next to it.
I mean, I don't care. I'll just edit it out.
My wife would murder me if I turned it off.
Exactly. Like, I understand these. Like, I have to, when we record the show, when we do the normal show, I will have to, like, when we take breaks, I will turn it on and just... Did I turn mine off? I think I did. Did I? I'm going to have to check it before we start, but... I have to turn it on during breaks so that way it runs. Fortunately, the bedroom gets colder than out here in the living room does whenever I do turn it on, so it stays cooler in there for her, so that way I don't have to worry about it. And we only record, like, maximum segment we ever record is like an hour long, if Loisos won't shut up.
Before we start, Nick, you can pour one out that PodCoin is shutting down next week.
Oh my god, I've never been so... I think it was Dan. I think it was Dan over on Twitter said it's like my week. First MoviePass shuts down, and then PodCoin shuts down. Two things I fucking detest.
I didn't know MoviePass had shut down. It doesn't surprise me. Just like I guess it doesn't surprise me that PodCoin.
I mean,
shut down.
MoviePass essentially shut down last year, and they've just been on life support ever since. Because no matter what way they tried to restructure their deal to keep people or to bring people aboard, they just burned people too badly. And I told people, I was like, they can never sustain this business model, so enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
And some people did. Some people, like, they literally burned, like, they'd be like, I'm going to the movies today, I'm going tomorrow, I'm going the week after that, I'm going the week after that. But, like, PodCoin, I was having this discussion with other people at other times, but we're an indie show. And I respect my listeners' time too much to read a PodCoin ad at them every week for them to listen to shows to earn, like, it's like legitimately, if you get, I was reading about it today, if you're doubled, so you can get up to where you're earning double the PodCoins,
yeah,
it would take you over 2 weeks to accrue $2 to get a $2 Amazon gift card. Your time as a listener of my show is more valuable to me than to read an ad at you for a minute to earn you $2. And that's if you listen at, they only give you 6 hours per day maximum. That's all you can earn. So it's like, if you only listen to podcasts like an hour or two a day, you're talking like you're going to earn $2 in like a month and a half. Well, you do not deserve to hear me give a PodCoin ad 6 times in that time frame for that amount of money.
The problem for me was beyond like the ad, was just that it's not like their system is flawed to where even all those hours that you're getting, it's like, okay, you're getting downloads, but you're not really getting listens. I mean, when you look at the stats, it's like there is no way that people are listening to that much. They're just like leaving their phones on. And I mean, I tried it to see if like it would catch me, you know, it's like I was at work and I just put PodCoin on and I went on and did my thing. And it's like, they claim that they had, you know, countermeasures to prevent that kind of behavior. But no, I mean, in the end, you can just accrue hours while you're doing something else. So it's like, as a podcaster, how has that benefited you, really? I mean, you know, it's really not worth it.
But that was the other thing. I was like, what like, I understand it from a listener perspective. Like, if the rewards were better, or even if you want to argue, well, hey, even if you only earn $2 a month, it's still $2 you didn't have before for doing something you weren't going to do anyway. I understand it from that perspective, but what the fuck do podcasters get out of it? Nothing. You don't get anything.
I guess they claim that you get listeners, but, you know.
I mean, sure.
I don't think so.
But, okay.
I think you get downloads, but really, to me, it was even worse because it was messing up with the actual metrics that I care about. I want to know how many people listen to the show, not how many people are downloading the show and just play it in the background without really listening to it. That doesn't really help.
Yeah, no, so. It's like, oh, well, I better subscribe to this contrarian show and just let them play. They're probably going to shit on some movie I love, and I'm not going to listen long enough to realize that this is the whole point of their show, and then I'm going to unsubscribe.
I'll just block them on Twitter.
Bastards, anyway. Especially Julio and Bastard.
Can't help what I am, man.
Although I have to applaud you for, you guys, you and Alex tried so hard to lose that, I forget which pod v pod it was to the other day. You guys tried so hard to pick the word. I was like, stop it. Just stop it.
You know, we didn't want to pander to the audience. We just wanted to, you know, go with our heart. And, I mean, that's fine. You know, sometimes you just lose the popular
vote.
You're
the contrarians and your hearts are black.
That too. The first time we did one of those, we made the mistake of let them pick first, and it was a Keanu Reeves draft, so they picked the Matrix. And after that, it's like, no matter what we picked, it's we didn't have the Matrix, so it was done.
It's like, I wish I could go back and do that. I wish I could do that 2000 fantasy movie draft again. Because if I just would, if I wouldn't have gone with my heart, if I would have gone head and I would have picked Memento in the second round, so that way Marcellus couldn't pick it, I could have gotten Requiem for a Dream later. But I love Darren Aronofsky too much, so I was like, I gotta have it.
Yeah,
I knew Memento. It's like, as soon as in Memento, it's Nolan. Ah.
That's the thing. Like, I knew they were going to pick Get Out, but we didn't pick it because neither of us really likes it that much. So, it's just, yeah.
Everybody's going to get this sound drop a lot tonight. Just get prepared.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Do the chickens have large talons? What? I got us a little something, guys, to get us in the mood. Are you guys ready? Right, this is
I'm
just
ready.
Just to get us excited, just to get us into the mood here, and then we're gonna get underway.
All right.
So here we go. You know, I was watching a movie. I can't remember what it was. Something very recent. Ada was watching it, and. Turn that down a bit. Ada was watching it, and they used this song, and I was like, "You can't use this song." Like all it did was take me out of the movie because, like, I was watching parts of it. All it did was take me out of the movie and made me think of Napoleon Dynamite.
It's Wonder, wasn't it?
Maybe I can't remember what it was she was watching.
Did they have plates of food and just like?
They should have. One of my favorite bits of trivia I read about this was the studio didn't like the hand that originally did the opening with the plates of food, so they had to get a hand model to reshoot it.
So apparently he had like gross hangnails and stuff on his hands. They're like, those hands don't look right. We're gonna send in a model.
Oh man, we all should have made like a giant plate of tots to eat like during the show.
I was on my way to Sonic to get tots.
Nice.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm getting thoughts after the recording.
One of my favorite things, also favorite trivia I've heard about this movie before, was the tots were not crispy. They were really soggy and disgusting. They added those sound effects in post-production.
I figured they had to.
Except for the ones that were, you know, smushed in the pocket with the boo. Those ones were crunchy. Those ones were the good ones. I love this movie. I'm so glad. I need to do more spotlights like this about movies that I just really, really adore.
So you're doing it for the 15th anniversary? I mean, a little late? Or are you doing it for...
We're a little late.
Yeah, because I just forgot that it came out 15 years ago. And then someone mentioned it to me. I can't remember when it was. It was, what, like 2 months ago at this point. Somebody mentioned it to me, and I was like...
I mentioned it to you.
Yeah, that's right. It was Brad, and I was like, we're doing this. Like, we have to fucking record an episode about Napoleon Dynamite.
Like, I don't care if it's past. We have to do it.
It doesn't matter. Oh my god, I was crying laughing yesterday just rewatching it. Like, it's so fucking funny. Okay, we have to talk. We already did a little bit before you got on, Julio, but we're going to talk a little bit anyway about the animated series when we get into the episode.
I watched the
here
first
well.
Episode all the way through today.
I'm so sorry.
I stand by what I said on the group text or the group message. It's a little like Clerks. Even after you said that it's very plot oriented for a movie that has no plot, and kind of like the Clerks show, which was also 6 episodes, was a little bit like that, where I mean it's the same characters, but it's like the spirit is very different. I laughed a few times. It was all right.
You know what I'm gonna do?
18 minutes.
You know what I'm gonna do?
Forget about it.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I will finish it. I mean, 5 more episodes, 18 minutes each. That's fine. I can do that.
Yeah, I'll probably blaze through the rest of them at some point just to get them in really quick.
I want to see what else they do. I mean, it's not even like the real continuity, because like you said, there's no... I mean, Kip is single unless this is happening in the far future and he already divorced.
I was reading about it yesterday. Apparently, it's somewhat in continuity but it's before he meets LaFonda. Like, I don't know. So it's like almost, I don't know. It's weird.
He's still chatting with LaFonda in the show, but like they try to set him up with a girlfriend in the first episode, and I'm like, this can't be a sequel.
Because so, all you're like is
but,
you're like,
but
where's
Pedro
LaFonda?
And Deb, they're all like still buddies.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's
it
just
doesn't
weird.
Really fit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's before the prom or the dance, but after.
I feel like
Uncle
maybe
Rico moves in.
Maybe they tried. Maybe they were going to put her in the show, but since everyone else is like a really cartoonish exaggeration of their movie counterpart, I mean, LaFonda's just ass. Like, that girl's just got a lot of ass. So maybe the cartoon model was just like the ass on it was so big they were like, we can't possibly put this on the air.
You know, it doesn't make sense because the grandma is there in the house.
Right.
So the grandma exits at the beginning of the movie and leaves at the end of the movie, or comes back at the end of the movie. So how could you have her? You know, it's like you can't make it in continuity.
That was one of the things that I said before, too. Well, and you're talking about continuity wise, but I'm just talking in terms of character. Like, I don't think grandma works as a long term character. Like, I just don't think she works. I think she's fine in the movie. Like, I love her in the movie, but that's because she's there and gone. But
you don't
just
really care to see how life was with grandma beyond
you
like the
get
one
it.
Scene.
You get it from like the very brief glimpse that you get into their home life. You get what living with grandma must be like.
It's not really a happy home life, it seems, with grandma.
It's not really a happy home life because Kip stays home and eats all the friggin' chips. That's one of my favorite. Oh my god, I wish that scene. Can we do more than 3 favorites? Because that scene would totally make my top 5. Is just when Napoleon calls Kip on the phone, and like Kip picks up the phone and he's got this giant, giant hunk of cheese shredding it over nachos.
Yep.
He's like, I'm really, really busy right now. All right, we got to get into this thing. We got to get it. I'm just
all right.
One more check for Gidget. No Gidget. So if she, like I said, if she shows up, great. We'll get her in here. If she doesn't, well, we love you and we miss you, Gidget.
And just tell her to record all her favorites and her Mary Fuck kills. You can just add them at the end.
Exactly. And start them challenge checkies with Justin. Jesus Christ, and saucy.
Check, check, sound, check.
We gotta get him some kind of fucking help or something, I swear to
God. Mr. Poopy Pants.
Amazing people that I've had the privilege of meeting because of podcasting. Again, one of the first people that we've ever met when we were doing this. I did the Back to the Future episode.
Out. Oh,
with
no,
you guys.
You're
with
like
you
complimenting
James.
Me,
I did,
and
like,
I got kicked
what did I,
out.
Did I record like a piece again. For that?
Oh, no.
Trying to reconnect. Emily, sort your internet out. Figure it out.
That's what I say. Figure it out.
No. Dan, we made it like an hour and a half without a Letterkenny reference.
I know, right? I'm impressed.
I don't know.
Oh, there she goes.
Sorry.
Let's remove that Emily from the thing. We don't need that Emily in here anymore.
We had that happen a couple times during live stream for The Cure, where someone would like disconnect from the green room, and like their page would just keep spinning, and then they'd rejoin and be like, "Who is that?" I'm like, "That's you."
Man, did I walk into the world where the Beatles don't exist?
Yes. Hopefully.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I missed completely what you said.
I didn't even remember what I lost it in the middle there. But good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another brand new episode, Monday-sode. I paused because I knew he was going to jump in there with some kind of weird refrain or something.
Monday-sode.
Calm the hell down. He's super excited tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to be recording his review of Black Christmas for the Thursday episode that you already heard before this landed. Sometimes our recording schedule is confusing because it's all over the goddamn place. But I, of course, am Epic Film Guy Nick. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm Epic Film Guy Brian.
Oh!
I'm here on the show.
He got excited right there. He jumped right in.
I was waiting for him to let me push myself in front of him, and then he would have this grandiose entrance. But he really didn't. That was fine. That was totally fine, but not up to the level I expected. And I am Epic Film Guy Justin.
Jesus Christ. Keep recording.
And welcome back to our Monday-sode on the Epic Film Guys podcast. I just want to take the time to thank Universal Pictures, Universal Studios, for letting the Epic Film Guys be a part of the advanced screening at Tyson's Corner of Sam Mendes' new World War II epic, 1917.
So, which World War One?
Did I say World War II?
Yep.
Yes. God damn it! I meant to say World War One. God damn it! All right, hold on. That's how so many movies
few,
are.
So few movies get made about the Great War. So
I know.
It's just like,
I know,
yeah.
Dude. Literally, I was thinking World War One in my mind. Hold on. I'll do that again.
I blame the sauce.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2. And welcome back to our Monday-sode here on the Epic Film Guys podcast. I just want to take the time to thank Universal Studios for letting us be a part of the advanced screening last week at Tyson's Corner of Sam Mendes' new World War I movie, 1970. Hold on. Fucking A. I fucked that up again. 1970. No, wrong. Please do not use any of this.
I'm gonna send it to Loy Sauce for stuff.
God damn it. Alright, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Sometimes I think he's just gonna start deep throating the microphone when he really moves into it like that. No, not you, I was talking about Justin, but that's it.
Now. I'm done and done. All right. Oh, I just farted. It was a big old fart. I hope you can smell it through the microphone. Fried chicken fart for your pleasure.
Thank you, Justin.
Do you like to fart? Do you like enjoy it?
What an odd question. No, I mean,
doesn't it feel good?
It happens.
You don't
occasionally.
You don't think it feels good when you fart? Like, it's not a relief? Like a... Oh, yeah. Like, it's like almost like a mini orgasm. It's a fart.
Can we get on with the review now?
Loy Sauce jiggles way more than that bitch's tits.
We shouldn't have let him turn his camera off. We couldn't watch how much he was drinking.
I have my shirt off, too. Just kidding.
Who's fucking surprised? Who's surprised? Well, Loy Sauce, drop your rating for Jumanji The Next Level. Soundboard, sound check.
Ah, Gil, just shut the fuck up.
What Gil. Is that from?
What?
What is that from?
Ah, Mallrats.
Gil, just shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, it is. How about that?
So I had to find, when I was looking for the clip of it, I couldn't find the clip of it anywhere. So I had to download a version of Mallrats. Apparently they made an extended edition of Mallrats. Like, I own it on DVD, like the regular version, but I didn't want to go through that nonsense, so... But they made an extended edition of the movie, so as I'm going through, like, different scenes to pull different clips from it, all this other stuff is in there, and I'm like, what's happening right now? Because... It, like, when I listen to it, I'm like, I'm so glad every single bit of this got cut because it adds absolutely nothing to the movie. And they even changed, like, the one line where he talks about his cousin Walter jerking off on a plane. And then Gil's like, did he come or what? And then, like, they changed Jason Lee's line for that reading after that. And I'm like, but why? It made me really, really sad and upset and lonely. Dan, I rolled a 23. Okay, I'm going to use shield as a reaction, so my armor class is now 18. Okay, but I got a 23.
What the hell podcast did I walk into?
That's from Thoughts and Players.
That's Thoughts and Players, which is an intermittent podcast. Even,
like, clearly playing a magic user was beyond Bill. Thank fuck the campaign was like an afternoon long.
Well, here's the thing. So I just watched Stranger Things, and like they wrap up that campaign at the end of season one, and they said they've been playing for 10 hours. We got done in 3. What the fuck were they doing?
Fighting things in the actual Upside Down, Dan. Jeez. All right, so
these kids.
Fast and Loose. I am going to play a promo somewhere during the show. Actually,
the last stream for the Cure 3 or 4?
No.
Or
Jesus Christ, don't even... Oh my God, I can't even
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby!
I can't even conceive of live stream for the Cure 3
that
right
there,
now.
That's a sound drop for the soundboard. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I can't even... I can't even... Although, like, I love doing the event. I really, really love doing the event. But, like, when we talked, when you were here, like, we talked about it after the event, like, we really need more manpower to
we
do the
one
event.
One more person.
Like, full-time manpower. Like, it's way too much work for one person to try to do. Like, way, way, way too much. So, whenever live stream for the Cure 4 planning begins, I need other people who have no life and want to volunteer all of their time.
I need it to be live stream for the Cure, like a giant 4 as the logo.
Did I ever tell you what the final tally actually was, Dan?
Yeah, it was like 17. I think I put it in like my blog post that I put
it
on
is,
the website.
I don't know how much of this gets doubled. Well, actually, it would be like $7,000 would get doubled, so it's like $15,000 total. But 7839 is the exact amount. Assuming that everything has been ported over from Streamlabs to the Cancer Research Institute. Because every PayPal donation, which is kind of annoying, but every PayPal donation, like they take the fees for the payment out of the donation.
Hmm.
Which...
Even when they ask, like, do you want to pay these fees?
Well, yeah, because no? those are through the actual live stream for the Cure site. Because you can pay them, but if you do it through PayPal, you can't. So if you make a donation through PayPal, whenever they push it over to their platform, they take the fees out of it. But now that they actually have like a working real-time tracker, like I could actually probably do that somehow, where I could just you know kind of keep updating. But the problem is I have to hook it to Streamlabs, and I can't hook it to Streamlabs and make like sound effects and all that fun stuff go off whenever there's a donation.
Yeah.
Which I was still kind of annoyed I couldn't have a video overlay, but I could not get that to work this year again. I mean, the audio, like, it doesn't really matter because, like, guests can't see it. They can only hear it. It's only for the people in the chat, but still. I don't know. Anyway. No, I have promos. That's what I was thinking of. I have promos for Sunshine Summit coming up in August.
What about the Race Against Time?
Yep, Race Against Time as well.
Look at me! I know exactly what your fucking schedule is. It's actually haunting.
Isn't it? Because, yeah, I won't, like, I don't care about playing podcast promos on the show. That's something we could talk about when we record, too. I know Dan still does. Emily does not, but...
I do, because, like, I like those people. Like, I play podcast promos for people I like, but I know they don't do anything. as I don't use them. I don't go, oh, that podcast sounds interesting.
That's why we've still never done another promo since 2016, and we probably never will. And then, yeah, the other one is the
Epic Film Guys podcast is a comedy film comedy podcast where two best friends do jerk off motions to each other.
That is 90% of what we do on the show, yes.
Okay.
Good. We're going to get Emily good and angry, and then we're going to get her on the air. All right. Let's do this.
She can bitch about yesterday.
No spoilers tonight, guys.
Build that wall. Right. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall.
I only keep that as the spoiler sound drop now because it so angers Loisos when I play it.
Yeah.
No spoilers, Emily. Trump built the wall.
No
the
spoilers
cannot get in.
My pussy stinks.
Gross.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It's like I haven't showered in like 2 days. It ain't like you licked it clean or anything.
How much
night,
fucking vodka did he have? His camera's off, so God knows. He could just be swigging out of the bottle for all we know.
No, I'm not getting that far. I had my last drink, and it's still sitting there. I drank half of it for that review, and that's it. Because, as we know, I'll metabolize it, and then I have to drink water for, like, the next 2 hours. So what I'll probably do after this is watch both of your guys' favorite movie before I go to bed. The Santa Claus starring Tim Allen.
Jesus.
Or, I mean, there's a couple other options that will make you both angry, but...
The Santa Claus 3 with Martin Short.
Oh, the God. Escape Clause.
That's the worst one ever. And it's the one that Kaya is always like, I want to watch that one. I'm like, no, never mind.